Hey guys, if you don't know, my newest special, Sledgehammer, is streaming on Netflix. Please give it a shot. Please watch with your friends. Please tell people about it. I would appreciate it. Thank you. I love you. This week on Two Bears, One Cave.
I would love some good diarrhea to get through this. And then you get diarrhea and yeah. You're like, this diarrhea sucks.
Would you rather every time you clear your throat, 40 boogers shoot out of your nose?
Oh God, yeah.
Or
you don't even have to go any further. I love that.
I'm a throw up.
Get him a can.
100%.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. I am joined by Bertrude Reginald Kreischer. I am, of course, Thomas Rutherford Segura. I have braces in.
Yeah, I know you're Invisalign.
And my tongue slips on them a lot.
Really?
Yeah. I can't really speak.
Do you have rubber bands in too?
Yeah, I have rubber bands in too. But they fucking feel like, it's fine if you're just like that, but when you're talking.
Someone was trying to convince me to get a sleep guard. They're like, you need the sleep guard.
The sleep guard.
And they go, and it changed my jawline. And I go, yeah, Tom's got Invisalign because of it.
Yeah, I do. And also, I'm in the advanced because you do new ones every week.
Yeah.
That are tighter, and now like I could feel it like moving my facial structure and my like at night I'm like, oh, I could feel it like in my.
Are you
head.
Serious?
Yeah, because it's shifting my.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm going.
Do
next
you know your hair hasn't lost any more since you started shaving it?
What do you mean?
Like your hairline stopped losing. When
yeah,
you started
I'm
shaving
only
it.
Thin here. I have hair all here.
That's where I want it.
I know, but here's the thing. Once I grow out a little bit, all you see is this huge pocket. So I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
And I have a shape that I can.
You got a good shaped head.
Yeah.
If I could change one part of my body, it wouldn't be my teeth. You know, but before I was going to get my teeth totally done, top to bottom.
And then weren't they going to break your jaw?
Yeah, they were going to break my jaw. They were going to pull out. Well, they were going to remove all my teeth. They were going to remove all my teeth and then break my jaw. It was a fucking shit show. Dentists are quack. Don't get me started on this.
Don't go to dentists.
Dentists are fucking quacks. Doctors are quacks. Everyone's fucking quacks, man. You know, Rogan told me, he's like, he sent me this article on statins.
Sound like you've been talking to any a bunch. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, you know, you don't even need statins. Like, they're like, you know, this fucking world, internet's the death of us. The internet's the fucking death of us. Because they tell you, like, you get on the internet and then they're like, yo, you don't need statins because it's,
statins?
It's like cholesterol medicine. Because they're like, heart disease is hereditary.
Right.
It's not.
So you're like, you're going to get it anyway.
You're going to get it. My dad's on statins. His blood pressure's perfect.
How old is your dad?
He's 74. He's on statins. His blood pressure's perfect. His cholesterol's perfect.
Your dad was young when he had you. 24?
Yeah. That's back when people gave up on dreams. Think about that. No dreams. Think about that. No dreams. No. My mom, no dreams. No dreams. Wanted to be a singer? Wanted to be an ice skater? Nope. Teacher. Think about that. I think about that sometimes when I see dudes like get in an elevator with like a briefcase and then work boots.
Yeah.
And then like jeans that are kind of like, and then a shirt that's a collar, but it's got a name written right here.
Uh-huh.
And you see the dude and you can just see it in his eyes. Like, I fucking killed it today. I busted my ass.
Yeah.
But like, this doesn't, I'm not getting an award for this. This is just work.
Yeah.
And I see that and I look up to that guy. I go, I wish I had what you have. Sometimes I'll follow them down to the bar at hotels. And watch them order. And, you know, they don't think about statins. They don't think about fucking They just think about like,
I killed it today.
You got a cheeseburger?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
They're like, yeah. What do you want to drink? Oh, double Jack on the rocks.
Yeah.
And then you watch them and you go, yeah, man, that's the majority of this world is just fucking getting after it day to day.
Sure.
And fucking, and then you look at pussies like me who wake up at midnight and then take more NyQuil because they don't want to sit with their thoughts.
There is something about
I can't get on an airplane. I mean, I look at like men. I am so far from a man. I am so far from a man. You know, like there's some self-actualization.
What is happening today?
Like I'm so far from like a man, right? A man who goes, yeah, everyone else first, then me. It's not how I think. I go me and then, oh, there are other people here.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if
what do you think that is though?
I don't know. I wonder if my dad, I wonder if I never became a man, like if I'm still a boy. You know?
There's a definitely boyish quality to you.
I'm double fisting fucking coffees this morning and I drank NyQuil like it was fucking, like it had, there was magic in it.
Did you drink a whole bottle?
I went through it.
Yeah.
I went through a lot of the bottle. Enough that Pete, I think, marks a line on my NyQuil bottles. I just can't help it. It's so great to disappear.
Yeah.
It's so great to go like, to watch your thoughts, to lay in bed and watch your thoughts go, hey man, are you worried about the, and then, hey, what did you do to me? What did you do to me? How come I'm not working to keep you up with anxiety? What about death? And then you just go to sleep. And then you have a dream that you're pissing in front of two Iranian girls doing press in a toilet. And they're like, we didn't see your cock. And I'm like, ladies, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And they're giggling. I was like, oh, did you like that? And then you have that dream. We're 5 minutes in and we are thick.
Will you talk to your therapist about any of this? Like, will you bring this up?
You know, no.
This is the stuff to talk about.
No, this isn't therapy stuff.
Yes, it is.
When you talk about men versus me.
That is, dude, you're literally saying, I wonder if I have like this arrested development, if I'm still a boy. Why do I put myself for, like, that's stuff to talk about with a therapist. What are you talking about?
I mean, I put myself, here's the thing, is I'm self-correcting, but I'm more punitive towards myself. Like, I'm more apt to shit on myself than I am to find, like, if someone that knows me sat here, they'd be like, first of all, you put a lot of people in front of yourself. Like, you know,
I know you.
Yeah. But like, I do put people in front of myself all the time.
Sure.
But
I'm talking about,
I look at like men, mm-hmm. like men, like grown men. I, you know how many times I look at a guy and I go, I think every man's older than me. I think every dude's older than me. Anytime I see a dude, I go, he's got to be older. Except for Asian dudes, I always think I'm older than them. Mm-hmm. Like there's a lot, even like older Asian dudes, I go, I'm older than he is. black dudes.
Yeah.
I'm older than all of them.
All of them.
When I see black dudes, I always think I'm older than them. And then I'm like, shit, we're the same age. Like I'm older than Nori. I'm older than, like he's definitely older than me.
You think so, right?
Yeah. That guy's seen it.
That'd be wild if that guy was like, I'm 25 years younger than you.
Think about the fucking dudes in the foxhole in World War II when they were like, go. And you didn't have free will. And you just had to be like, sure, I'm just going to go die now.
Terrifying.
Dude, I couldn't do that.
I thought about you on this helicopter ride the other day because this thing had capabilities that I wasn't aware of.
The helicopter?
Because I'd never been in one like this.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, you want to see what this thing can do? And I go,
no.
Yeah. So
we're different.
He starts like banking sideways, like, you know, along the stream. Yeah. And like, there's trees on either side of us. I mean, they're right there. And we're just going ripping like this. And then we go to this field and we hover for a second. And then he goes, do you want to see one more trick? And I go, yeah. And he just goes vertical in it. And I'd never, like, we basically almost do a flip in it. And yeah. I pictured you in there.
I've been in helicopters like that.
That was pretty wild.
We didn't
like it though.
I fucking hated it. Dude, yeah. Have you ever been in a blimp?
No.
Fuck a blimp. Dude, fuck a blimp. Fuck a blimp. Fuck a hot air balloon.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a hot air balloon land? Do you know what they do?
What?
They go, all right, we're landing in that bank parking lot. And you're like, huh? It's where they can't pick where they land. They can't pick where they land. Blimp has no fucking choice where it lands. And then they go, all right, jump out in 3, 2, 1. And you just jump out. And then you hope that you can help slow it down. Type in blimp landing. They're
blimp
fucking
or hot air balloon?
Blimp's different. Hot air balloon. Hot air balloon landings suck dick. Hot air balloon landing. Just by hot air balloon landing. And they all fucking suck. They all fucking suck. Hot air balloons are overrated. They're hot as shit. All you feel is that your head burning.
So here's a bunch of them.
Oh, this is in New Mexico. They do this every year. I did this in New Mexico with them. And then they all go to land and they have no pick. Look, they have no, they're not. Do you think this guy planned this? This woman's jogging, about to get hit by a hot air balloon. And they have a fucking, they have a gas grill on there full of fucking propane.
Yeah.
And look, they're just like, all right, right here looks good. Right on this tree. Oh, fuck. Shit, little help, guys. This is nice. This one's nice.
Yeah, it's slowly doing it.
This one, if you have a little wind, you are fucked.
And then they're going to be like, jump out? Oh, yeah, just hit right there.
Yeah. And then they're like, maybe we'll go up to the trail where people are walking their dogs. Dude, look at this. And they're like, oh, this isn't working the way we thought.
Can you help us?
Dude, we landed in a bank parking lot at like fucking, at about, and I'm not even joking, at about 6 miles per hour, which is pretty quick on a treadmill.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like, and look, this, they've got their kids.
Yeah, and they're still going.
And they're still going, and they can't stop because he needs to like deflate the balloon, and he can't do it in the fucking woods there. This dog's terrified. He knows what's going on.
Yeah. It's still.
And now it's picked up speed. Look at him now. Look at him fucking now.
It has.
And they're going into this tree.
When is this thing going to fucking land?
He's going to try to land here.
Okay, and this guy's and then like, they're I like, got
oh,
you, I
fuck,
got you.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. We're tipping. God damn it. Help us. Shit. Fuck. The family's falling out.
And then they're like, get out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is a tame one. If you can type in an aggressive one. Dude, and this does not compare to blimps.
I was going
to
say, but also, there is no wind here. If wind is here, this thing just gets carried probably,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. If the wind picks up, you're fucked. You're in Texas.
Look for a bad one.
Dude.
Like, who wants to see a nice one? Look for a fucking.
I saw one the other day.
Fail.
Where the fucking balloon caught on fire because the balloon kept going and the heat. Look.
Yeah. Yes. Epic fail.
Hot air balloon is
accidents
easy
and crash compilation. Yeah. Above that one. This is what I'm talking about, dude. That's coming in hot. Yeah,
dude, and that's coming in real hot, and he can't help it. Look at this, and they're just watching.
Yeah, they're all like, this is not going to be good. All right.
And then I guarantee you the balloon catches. Look.
Oh, shit. That's it for Jose.
Look at him. See. Oh, wait, power lines? You can't pick if you don't hit power lines.
Ooh.
Look at that. Dude, hot air balloons.
Oh, look at this. The burner went out. This is gonna
oh, that's
be,
gotta be fun.
Can you imagine if you have your family in there for this?
Oh, no. There's an engaged couple. They just got engaged.
Yeah.
And they're like,
we're gonna hit it 55 miles an hour. Holy fuck, man. Everybody good?
and then it drags.
Yeah.
Look at this. Oh, fuck. Into a car. Shit, onto a car. God, we're going through the parking lot. There's a building right there, Bill. Bill. I can look in. They're eating lunch. Fuck, Bill. Go up, Bill. In the front door.
Yeah. And right now, too, he's like, I'm sorry.
The guy's like, it's not that bad.
We're good. You okay? You still want to go up? And she's like, no.
I don't want this. Dude, these.
There you go. Ooh.
Look, and now this is, I was a part of this. The drag in a fucking, in a bank parking lot.
Oh, my God.
Where they drag you and everyone's like, it's okay.
Yeah, this is terrible. What were you in a blimp on the show?
Okay. Blimps are fucking. I went in the Goodyear blimp.
Yeah.
I have a fear of flying. I have a fear of heights. But I figured blimp, the only thing I know about is the Hindenburg. Did you know the Hindenburg was a transatlantic blimp ride?
Was it transatlantic?
2 days. It took 2 days to get from Germany to Jersey. Right?
Wow.
2 days.
And then it was all hydrogen gas?
It was all hydrogen gas. And then I think it was like their first one. Yeah. They're like, we're going to revolutionize travel. Shit, is that a lightning storm? And then it's over.
Yeah.
So you get in the blimp and it's not bad. It's not bad. It's good. Type inside the Goodyear blimp. It's not bad. It's a little comfortable.
That right there? Is that
That's
it?
Not it, but That's not it.
Okay.
You do not want to stay overnight in the fucking blimp. It's pretty nice. Yeah, it's kind of like that. It's kind of like that with like nice seats. It's nice. And so they get you in, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the Goodyear blimp that you're sitting on the ground. And they're like, all right, you ready? And then they pump whatever, I don't know if it's helium or hotter. I don't know what, they pump it into the front, mm-hmm. the ballast, I guess. They just go, tss. And so the Goodyear blimp goes like this. Tss, and then just takes off. So you are, I mean, practically vertical. Fucking vertical, shooting up in the sky. And everything slides back. Like people don't know, thump, and you're like, ah! It wasn't until halfway through. And then there's this weird thing that happens. They have these ropes in the front. Look at how it fucking literally goes up vertical.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels like, so you know how that'll look? It feels 100 times worse than that. It feels, especially if you have a fear of flying. But here's the worst part. In order to land, you got to do the same fucking thing. What comes up must go down. So if you go up this way, you've got to come down this way.
Oh, wow.
So you are diving at the fucking earth. And you're like, fuck!
Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer a peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. The thing about buying jewelry is you really don't know what you're getting into. You don't know what you're looking at often. And the great thing about working with Blue Nile is you have somebody who is a true expert that can help guide you along the way so you don't feel lost, so you know what these diamond grades are, you know you're getting real value. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you don't, they offer 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com. Is your beer fridge feeling a little empty? DoorDash is your door to beer without the run. Whatever drink you're in the mood for, they've got you. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code BEARS24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. I mean, there's like sometimes you just don't want to leave. That's me. Once we're at a spot and we're hanging out, I just don't want to leave. And now you don't have to. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25%, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code BEARS24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
It was the least enjoyable. And I've done everything there is to do in fucking aircrafts just from Travel Channel. Like we sat at a hover at what is the statue, the Redeemer in Rio.
Yeah.
We sat at a hover above Rio at the same height of whatever that is.
Yeah.
Sat in a hover. Didn't fucking, just like this in a helicopter, just we just sat above Rio at that at eye level, just sitting there, and the guy didn't speak any fucking English. That was terrifying, right? I've done some terrifying things, but landing in a blimp takes the fucking cake.
What's the have you done a fighter jet?
No, never done a fighter jet.
That's what I want to do. I really want to go up in a fighter jet.
Yeah, do you think there's turbulence in them?
Turbulence? I mean, there's crazy G-force in that thing. I mean, people like, they like pass out and fucking.
I have a buddy who is like, I think a Top Gun instructor.
I know there's civilian things that, like, there's programs you can sign up for and do that. I really want to do it.
Really?
Yeah, I really want to do it.
You still taking flighting?
Yeah.
Fighting thing?
Fighting? Not fighting, flying.
Flying thing?
Yeah. I just said it. Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, it's fun. It's really fun. But I know that, oh yeah, Tito Ortiz just did it. You see that one?
No.
He was in the back of whatever that is there. 9G centrifuge. What's he doing? Look at his face. He's trying to fight the...
Oh my God.
And then he comes to, and they're like, you all right? He's like, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that.
Yeah.
Tito Ortiz passed out.
Yeah. 9 G's is a lot, man. Yeah, I mean, look what happens to these.
Look at that.
Yeah.
But that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. That's what, you know, they say that, like, when you're up there, this is like the, like a, you know, simulator of sorts, but when you're in them, even in that, I guess, but I know in jets, you're supposed to go like, like you're trying to keep oxygen into your brain. You're fighting to keep
conscious. Oh, I'd pass out. I'd pass out so quick.
Yeah.
Well, I'd be drunk in that thing. I'm not going to go up sober. I'm not going to go fucking sober in a fucking
F-16 or
F-16.
Something?
No fucking way. I'm going to be fucking lit. I've been lit in every fucking.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The first thing, time we ever did trip flip, we had to go up in one of those pontoon boats.
So yeah.
We were going to Tabasco Island. I don't know if that's what it's called, but it's where they make Tabasco. It's an island. Or wherever. It's in fucking near water.
Yeah.
And I snuck a 12-pack of Heinekens on the back of this little pontoon boat.
Yeah.
And I guess one had spilled. And my cameraman was talking to the pontoon boat guy. And he goes, I mean, there's something leaking out of your plane. Is that normal? And he goes, no. And he goes, something's leaking. And the guy went over and he went, that's beer. And it had spilled and it was pouring out of the back of his plane. And he was like, are you fucking drinking in there? And I was like, no. I've gotten caught drinking in planes a lot.
Really?
I'm terrified of flying. But I'm terrified of a lot of things.
Haven't you gotten better at that, though?
I did. I flew here yesterday sober.
See?
Yeah.
You told me you weren't, well, you know.
That's the shit I need to talk about in therapy. Like why I like if we order food,
yeah,
I feel like it all needs to be eaten. And if we order wine, I feel like I can't leave the bottle. I want to drink it.
Yeah.
I can't. If I light a cigar, I can't just smoke half of it.
You got
it. Like, yeah, I got to do everything. I want to do everything. I have a hard time leaving stuff on the plate.
Yeah, that's a good one to talk about.
No, there's a list. I've started writing a list.
What do you think is the reason that you can't leave the food or the drink?
I don't know. It's like I grew up in the Depression. I just feel like it's wasteful. Like even like I'll take stuff to go, knowing I won't eat it.
Yeah,
I'll be like yeah. And when I watch people take stuff to go and then they're not making it even, I get weird about it.
Even?
Yeah. Like if like say we cook like 5 steaks, right?
Yeah.
And there's like two steaks left, no one ate, and I chop them all up. And then Leanne will be like, everyone take some to go. And then I watch and she gives someone a little extra. I go, whoa, what are you doing? I want that. And then she's like, we don't need it. And I was like, no, I know. Like pies. The other day, we had pies for Memorial Day. And I was like, and then everyone took a pie home. And I was like, why aren't we keeping a pie? She goes, we don't need pie in the house. And I was like, she goes, you don't even like pie. And I was like, yeah, but we should have one.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something really wrong with me.
Was it pecan?
No, apple. I don't even like apple pie.
Remember that pecan pie?
Pecan pie. Is the fuck. What's minced meat? I've always wondered what a minced meat pie is. That like legit meat?
I think so. Yeah.
Is it minced meat?
Is it not? Yeah, filled with minced meat.
Diced meat, raisins.
Mixture of fruit,
who the
spices?
Fuck ugh. Came up with this?
The English.
Pickle juice, pineapple juice, cinnamon, cloves, and salt. I want to try a minced meat pie. I've never had minced meat pie.
Oh, you can have it. I don't want any of that.
I've never had. I bet it's so fucking good.
Mm.
Wait, is it for dinner or is it a dessert? Dude, if I ever open a pie place? A beer garden, I'm serving minced meat pie.
Yeah, you just said you never had it, though.
I know, but I bet people will be like, what is that? I'll tell you what I had was haggis and eggs one time.
Dessert. It's a dessert.
Yeah. Has anyone ever had minced meat pie?
No, I have not.
I've had head cheese. Have you ever had head cheese?
What's head cheese?
It's been head cheese. It's one of the grossest things I've ever had in my entire life, and it made me sick immediately.
It did?
Immediately it made me sick. Like heartburn, searing heartburn, and my gallbladder. I had a gallbladder attack. It is... so bad.
What is in that? The fuck is that? Is that just like intestines and tongue and shit?
I don't know. I had it in North Carolina and I got sick immediately.
My tour manager got sick in Europe from eating like a psycho.
Oh, wait, where?
So first we went to this, I don't know what he ate, but we all had some rich, okay, that's boiled pig's head meat.
And then formed into a jellied loaf.
No, that's gross, dude. And it has pig's feet and
tongue. I mean, I got sick immediately. What did he eat in Europe? Because I got sick in Stockholm.
We were in Athens and we went, we all had like a pretty rich steak dinner. Yeah. So everybody had like a, you know, like a post rich meal shit. But that was just like, that's a one and done.
Yeah.
The next day, he's like, oh yeah, I had a pretty rough, you know, go. Everybody was like, yeah, it was a little rough. But then he started eating Greek food. Like,
Greek food's so good.
I know he had like some meat thing with the French fries. I was like, you ate that after you had a rough night? Like, that's going to be worse.
Yeah.
He's like, you think so? I go, yeah. And then
it's amazing how your brain will say,
yeah,
what I need is like a cheese pizza.
Yeah. So then he eats that and we go do the gig that night. And at the gig, he has the gyro with the fries again. He gets a Greek salad, but they put a big block of feta cheese on it. And he eats just the feta cheese.
That sounds so good.
And then he has a baklava, you know, their dessert. Yeah. But like, it's like a piece like this. And afterwards, he's like, my stomach's kind of upset. And I was like, what do you think's causing it? Do you think it's what you just ate? He's like, I don't know. And I'm like, all right. So the next morning, he's like, I threw up 5 times last night. Must be that steak we had 2 days ago. I'm like, I don't think so. So we get to the next city. And he's like, yeah, my stomach's kind of rough. I go, what are you going to do? He's like, I think I'm just going to have some pancakes, try to smooth things over. I go, I don't think.
Wow.
That's going to smooth.
Is this guy me?
I mean, yeah, I was like, pancakes? I had to go, like, literally talk to him like I was talking to one of my kids. I go, I think that's not the best for your stomach right now.
Rice or something?
Maybe, yeah, rice, banana yeah. or something. He was like, I didn't think of that. I'm going to try that. I was like, okay, man.
Leanne will go, yogurt. You need yogurt.
Yogurt.
My stomach, we were in Stockholm and I ate, they took us to this, I think it was like a Chinese restaurant, but it was like spicy Chinese Szechuan. Mm-hmm. And I ate so much, I didn't realize there were like peppers inside.
Yeah.
And they were like, don't eat the peppers. And I just ate it all. And yeah. I was like, there's peppers. And they're like, you ate it? I was like, I must've eaten the peppers. Dude, I woke up. I mean, I'm talking like I was uncontrollable. My stomach was like going crazy. I was shitting like crazy. I shit like twice on the plane, like on a plane.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even drinking on the plane and I was just fucking ripping shit.
Oh, fuck.
It's funny. You ever look at like going like, man, I would love some good diarrhea to get through this. And then you get diarrhea and yeah. you're like, this diarrhea sucks.
Yeah.
You forget how bad diarrhea is when you can't control it.
When you can't control it.
When you're like, oh, I'm shitting again. And you, diarrhea.
Not when it's just relief, when it's just like a pervasive, like a real problem. Yeah.
I had diarrhea really bad one time. One time I had it from going from Sacramento back to LA, and I had to pull over everywhere. And you're just like, man,
I got really bad food poisoning on tour last year. We were in Baltimore, and we do the show, and then we go to one of the best restaurants in Baltimore. They're like, this is like a apps like a great like whatever 5-star experience, and we sit down and it's a really nice place, and they came out, they go, here's the regular menu, but you know they have like, this is the like kind of menu of the week too, like with some other items. And I was like, I'll try this. It was, because you know, crab and all that is like famous in Baltimore. It was something like crab meat with these strawberries. Oh. And I was the only one who got this as like a starter. So I eat it. I don't remember like feeling one way or the other about it. We have dinner, go back to the hotel. And I was so lucky that the next day was an off day. We had very few like days off between shows, but it was an actual day off. And then a show was like the day after that. And that night I'm like, you know, at first you're like, do I? Like I lay down to go to sleep and I'm like, I feel like I have indigestion or something. This is weird.
Oh, like a bubble burp.
Yeah, I'm like, what is this? There. And like, I go to the bathroom and I'm like, I'm thinking like, do I have to take a shit? And then I stand up and I wash my hands. And I'm going back and I about to walk to the back to the bed. I'm like, no, it's something else. I can't quite figure it out. And then I just walk back and I vomit so violently, like so uncontrolled, like waves of it, like rah, rah. And I was like, holy fuck. And then it like, it turns on in the intestines too. I start just throwing and I start doing both. And I'm like, what the fuck? Well, we all had eaten together, but I was the only one to have that dish. And a few days after that, like I was a mess for a full day. It was such a, they come out with a strawberry recall. They're like, hey, like strawberries have.
Are you fucking kidding me?
And I was like, well, I'm the fucking asshole. The only one that ate. I must have had, you know, bad strawberries. And it fucking destroyed me. It destroyed me.
There's a weird moment. Like, you know, we were talking about Hungarian the other day.
Yeah.
The Hungarians have words that don't mean anything.
Yeah.
There needs to be a word for the moment where you're convincing yourself you don't have to throw up, but your body's telling yourself you're about to throw up.
That does need a word.
Where you're going, like, where you're in the bathroom and you're like, I think I was just walking to the bathroom, maybe. And then your body goes, oh, we're throwing up now.
Yeah. There was another time, too. I remember I'd gotten to Minneapolis and I was like, I feel weird. I want to take a nap. And it's like a few minute realization where like all, and then after a few minutes of like, what is it? I like look in the mirror. I'm like, I think I have to throw up.
It's the craziest. There should be like a bodily function that happens when you have to throw up. Like you get chili bumps or something.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, I got to throw up. Cause you do this thing where you're like, I think I'm throwing up.
Yeah.
And there's this, it's always happened to me on a tour bus.
Yeah. Okay, would you rather every time you clear your throat, 40 boogers shoot out of your nose?
Oh, God, yeah.
Or
you don't even have to go any further. I love that.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and barmates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplish something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders.
Balloonists.
Bobsledders.
And big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fellow the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Keep going. I'll say yes to the next one too.
Or every time you scratch your arm, you shit out of your ears.
I wouldn't mind shitting out of my ears only because I feel like I have clogged ears and it would be nice to clear them out.
This is what Ella said to me last night before he went to bed.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
God, me and him need to get on a text thread.
He's like, hey, man, I got one for you. I go, what? He's like, whether you cough and your boogers, 40 boogers shoot out of your nose, or you scratch your arm and you poop out of your ears. And I was like, that's really interesting. And then he threw me like 30 variations of that. He was like, what if you shit out of your head? Like you had hair that was just
wait.
Shit.
I can't
like,
wait to see his when he's in high school because they don't change.
Yeah.
Like Isla's the other day was my parents. Or we're staying at our house.
It was so crazy to
and
see
Isla
them.
Goes, would you rather watch Nana and Papa have sex every day?
Oh, my God.
Or just have sex with Nana once? And I go, Isla, the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah.
She goes, answer it. I was like, what's your answer? And she goes, have sex with Nana once. I was like.
Seeing them, yeah, I saw them, whatever, like a month ago at your thing.
Yeah.
It was so crazy because I really did meet them when they were babies. You know?
I thought you were talking about my parents.
No, you're fucking kids, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're grown up. They're fucking...
Georgia is like a woman. A full woman. And then an Isla, too. I'm like, I do not recognize. It's so strange for me.
I wish you could give them a pill and just keep them as babies.
Yeah.
What age is the perfect age to keep as a child?
They're pretty... Because I'm in that kind of wheelhouse right now. That 5 to 7 is kind of like this... They're sweet. They have a genuine, an authentic innocence to the world. Like they're actually innocent, but they have personality. So they're totally who they are already. And they have some independence because you don't want them too young because then they don't have any independence. So I don't know. That 6, 7 is pretty sweet.
But if you could do it to yourself, if you could then
to yourself?
Take a pill. No. So that's when you keep your kids. If you could take a pill to keep yourself one age for the rest of your life, what was your favorite age? I mean, don't talk professionally. Don't talk. No, like your favorite age, because like
you know, it was a pretty good year. I was thinking about it, and like nothing professional is going on for me. I'm just enjoying life, and just as like 25, I felt like I had a really good 25th year.
27 for me was pretty fucking solid. Like 27 for me, that I felt like alive every day. I was in really great shape at 27. It's when I met Leanne, and I felt alive. I was not professionally. I was lost. I didn't know who the fuck I was.
Yeah.
I mean, this year has been a really good year for me. Like, I've really felt more myself, but like physically, I'm the worst I've ever been. Physically.
Yeah, but you're also, you can curtail some of these things.
Yeah, I can. I'm trying.
You could dial some things back.
I could.
Like
I
maybe could. Leave already, some I'm, sandwiches on the table.
I'm already thinking about a cocktail at the airport today.
You are?
Yeah. I woke up this morning feeling so fucking good.
Yeah, you woke. You slept 10 hours.
And I was like, I feel good. I'm still a little sick. I'm going to go home. I'm going to fly home, get some good night's sleep, bang out a great weekend, have a great fucking weekend.
What are you going to do at the weekend with your weekend?
Work. Nadav and I were talking about that. What was that saying you said your therapist said, Nadav?
Give yourself the slack that you'd give others.
I don't give anyone any fucking slack. I expect everyone to be working every day, all day, every day. Cause that's what I do. So like, I don't understand the whole fucking day off shit. Day off, I'm still texting people. Like, I'm like, hey, what about this? What about that? My brain doesn't operate that way.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to go to the beach with Leanne this weekend, but,
that'd be great.
I really want to get some chloroform. And just get chloroform myself. Like, just be like, just make the call. Like, have it in my pocket. And then be like sit down. This is what I want
to
do.
Dude, you have to do this.
Chloroform?
Yes.
This is how I chloroform myself. I go, can I get, I want a double cheese. I'm going to get cheeseburger everywhere I go. I love cheeseburgers.
Yeah,
cheeseburger. I want cheeseburger. I want pasta. And then I want the best dish they have. I want double Tito's soda. And I want a fucking... like a Irish car bomb, right? That's my order. And then right as it comes to the table, I just pull chloroform out. I go, nope. And then I wake up the next morning and Leanne goes, you didn't eat last night. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. But I got all the fun of ordering it, but I didn't eat.
Yeah. Do you want to chloroform each other on the next Two Bears Live?
I would love that. When are we going to do a Two Bears Live?
I don't know.
I would love to be able to chloroform myself.
What I also want to do with you?
Sure.
We do taste testing, like a food testing thing. Yeah. We eat like some delicious stuff, and then we eat like that canned, fermented, like seals eyes from like Norway.
Oh yeah.
We do, and we we see if we can do it without throwing up. I feel like it would be fun.
I think I'd be into some of that stuff.
Yeah, like that shit.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I feel bubbles in my stomach right now just looking at these.
Oh, people are throwing up just tasting it.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Oh.
What the fuck?
Watch that dude eat it. Let's see him try to eat it. Yeah, can we see him? Because these dudes.
Look at these kids.
This stuff is supposed to be, when you crack it is when people get, like just at the scent coming out when they first crack it, the scent is so, like. Would you do this with me?
Yeah. Look at these two little fucking sled riders.
Yeah. That's got to stink, dude.
Oh, they got spacers in their ears? What the fuck's wrong with this kid? Oh, he's already throwing up. Here's the problem, though.
Yeah.
Is he drinking? What's he drinking? What's Pima?
I don't know. We have to eat this last, though. We have to try all this other food and then eat this last.
Yeah, and what's Pima?
I don't know.
I think it might be milk. There's a cow on it.
Surströmming. I like these two little kids.
Oh, man.
What is the, like, what is the, and I've done it for a living. I don't know why I'm even fucking asking.
What?
There's like a whole genre of, like, hurt yourself entertainment.
Yeah.
And it's so fucking fascinating to me.
Oh, dude, look. Oh, man. We have to do this.
How bad is it?
It's got to be bad. I mean, just the scent.
I love that it's so cold. Every time he gags, smoke comes out. Oh.
He hasn't eaten it yet.
This kid just threw up. He just threw up.
Without eating it.
Without even fucking eating it.
Well, here they go.
The kid on the fucking right is a gang. Nope. I'm going to throw up. I'm going to throw up. Change it.
Get a can.
Change it and get me a breakfast burrito. Change it.
Get him a can.
Fuck it. I'm going to throw up. Just change it. Oh, my God. Fucking. What the fuck?
Get that can.
Oh, my God.
Please go in the can. Please.
What the fuck, dude? Oh, my God. Okay, here's the challenge. We don't eat for 4 fucking days. And then we have a meal of that.
Dude.
I couldn't do it.
I know. You're making my eyes water.
Oh, my God. That's fucking aggressive. Why don't hot chicks ever do that? Type in hot chicks hurting each other. Like there should be like hot chick Jackass. Oh, they do have Rachel. What's her name's on Jackass? Wolfson.
Wolfson, yeah.
Yeah. But it's hard to watch a hot chick hurt herself, but it's fun to watch these dudes, Tito Ortiz. Tito Ortiz doesn't seem to age.
Really?
He still seems young to me.
Hot boxing babes.
Hot boxing babes. Mm. I don't want to watch. There used to be this thing when I was a kid called Foxy Boxing.
Yeah.
And it was just two chicks beating the shit out of each other.
This looks like porn. Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely porn quality.
I love it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Look at him. He's like, slip this punch.
Is that Gronk?
I know, right? It does look like Gronk. So this is going to have this lame shit and then none of the cool stuff that happens after it. Is he under arrest?
What the fuck? What is this storyline? What is that storyline?
I don't know.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. No, but this is lame. What about them doing what we just like hot chicks, you know?
Hot chick Jackass. It's going to be Rachel.
Yeah. Like that first one. Are those chicks? Okay.
And they're eating the thing?
Yeah. Let's see.
But if they can swallow cum, they can definitely do this.
I don't know, man. Maybe cum's not as bad.
All right, we'll do that too.
Jizz?
Yeah, we'll drink each other's jizz.
Oh, man.
No, I won't drink yours. I'll drink mine.
Oh, fuck.
It's got to be quick. You want it hot.
You're going to shoot a load into your mouth?
I don't know. I mean, no. How many views do you think we'd get if we drank each other's jizz?
Probably a lot, but I don't know if it's worth it.
We need to move to, like, if you can move to any state and you can't, like, because Texas is too hot in the summer. What's the perfect state?
Colorado.
Colorado is pretty fucking awesome.
Love Colorado.
But are there bugs? Like, Alaska's badass, but then there's so many bugs in the summer in Alaska.
I don't know what the bug is.
Dude, there are just gnats everywhere in Alaska. You cannot breathe in without breathing in bugs. It is aggressive.
Really?
Yeah.
What about Wyoming?
Wyoming's pretty fucking awesome. Is there any diversity in Wyoming, though?
No.
You don't think so? You need a little diversity. The food sucks.
No, I'm not saying that you don't need it. I'm just saying there's not a lot.
Type in diversity in Wyoming. Yeah. I bet there's more than we think. I bet I'm probably being like judgmental because I live in LA and it's excessive diversity.
Excessive.
Wyoming is top 10 states that has a non-Hispanic white population.
That is over 90%.
Hold on. It's 90% white people in Wyoming?
Yeah, the state has one of the lowest populations of African-American residents in the nation, ranking 42 out of 50. Also has the fourth lowest percentage of Asian residents. It's literally what you've been dreaming about. It's everything.
Wait, Wyoming has 90% whites.
Yeah, do you know what non-Hispanic
that means? Let's walk you through what that means, okay?
Yeah.
Go to a basketball court and you're fucking balling.
Yeah.
You walk into any public basketball court and you're like, hey, I got next. And they're like, ooh, this guy's good.
Yeah.
What else does that mean?
If it's all white all the time?
It's no Asians, no Hispanics. No black people.
You're the smartest guy in the room sometimes.
Sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes you're always the most fucking liberal.
Yeah.
Like like if you say anything, you're like.
At the gym, people are like, I've never seen muscle development like that. Your shoulders are jacked.
In the showers are like, oh, big dick coming through. Yeah. Fuck.
It's a lot of good stuff.
90% white is fucking insane.
Yeah.
What? Like.
Let's be honest. You probably feel safe too.
Almost passed out. Almost passed out from that.
Yeah,
Holy shit, 90% white is who beats Wyoming?
Your level of Spanish is considered bilingual there.
Bilingual. Yeah, by the way, I could open up a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah. Least racial diverse states. We're almost there.
Wyoming's it.
50, West Virginia. Oh, Maine. Maine is so white.
For real?
Yes. Yes. Maine is so white.
I wonder if that means that you get a different type of white person also.
I remember that when I did Maine, I was like, I said something. I was like, oh, I saw your black guy today. Like, I saw him. And like somebody afterwards was like, why would you say that? And I was like, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Yeah.
It's fucking 99% white here.
Like, that's fucking insane. West Virginia is white? I've been to West Virginia.
What was it?
I don't remember. I mean, I thought it was like Wyoming's not even the last five. And it's 90%.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
That's fucking insane. So wait, I do live in the most racially diverse state, and you do too. Hawaii's three?
Well, yeah, because there's a huge Asian population.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. I don't think of racial diversity as just white people. I think of racial diversity as who's got the most of everything.
Yeah.
And so when they think diversity, they're thinking how many different than white?
I think so.
I think Hawaii would not be that diverse at all because it's majority of Hawaiians. You know?
I see what you're saying. But yeah.
New Jersey, New York, New Mexico, Florida.
Yeah, so huge.
Hawaii has the highest racial and ethnic diversity, which is 3-1. Wow, that's fucking
California
insane.
Has the highest language diversity, 2.3 times higher than that in West Virginia with the lowest. Nevada has the highest birthplace diversity. I don't really know
North
that.
Dakota has the highest religious diversity.
Really? Doesn't that surprise you?
Yeah. Well, I bet it's all just different forms of Catholicism.
Well, Christianity. Yeah, yeah.
They're like, you're a Lutheran?
That's wild.
Wow. Yeah. You mean Martin Luther rewrote the Bible and translated it so that they couldn't tax us on bullshit? You still believe that? Come on.
What the fuck was that guy? Scroll down. Who's that fucking guy? What the fuck is that guy's face all about? Jesus Christ.
I'm like, it's just one of those slideshows.
Oh, it's just one of those. These always fucking suck.
They
were
suck.
Really good like 10 years ago, and now I'm like, I got you.
No, I just saw that
I'm never
face.
Gonna see how much weight Gabby Precious lost.
Yeah.
That's what it's always about. Take a look at her now. And then they never do.
She
just looks the same. She looks good, but she's not she doesn't look like she's got famous. So she looks good. She looks good, but she doesn't. It's not like she's like, looks like she's like in 130 pounds.
Okay.
She looks better, but she got famous. And so, yeah, she looks better.
She got famous and got, well, she did lose a lot of weight, dude.
Yeah, she looks better. Yeah, yeah, she did. Well, she did lose a lot of weight.
Gaborone Sidibe's stunning weight. Like, yeah, I wonder how much she actually lost.
Probably 100 pounds. It looks
That's
like.
A lot. Yeah. That's a lot, dude.
She's a fucking badass. She's on a new show with Johnny Knoxville.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, she's on a, she's, dude.
There you go. How much did she lose?
300 pounds? Oh, 300, 150. She lost 150 pounds. That's hard as fuck. That's hard as fuck.
Yeah, that's...
She was battling against type 2 diabetes, anxiety, bulimia, and depression. God damn it. See, that's fucking bullshit. I fucking hate that people battle that shit. Because I don't battle, like, I don't battle any of that shit, really, and I should. Like, I should battle. Well, I do battle with anxiety, but yeah. I don't battle with it. I just deal with it.
Well, I mean,
I think I got depression, but I don't know. I don't know.
Are you listening to yourself?
How many people do you think right now are watching that go, yeah, I got depression, but I just get through it?
Well,
like, yeah. I don't have like the depression. I don't have a real depression. Like, I don't have the depression that has to take pills.
Yeah.
I got like just regular fucking depression. Like, everyone should have a level of depression.
I don't know, really?
Yeah, you're going to die one day. It's going to go black. Yeah, you should realize that every morning when you wake up and go, that's my day.
That's what you should do?
Yeah, and then realize, yo, a lot of people die and they didn't think they were going to die that day. That could be you.
You think that's a good thought to have?
No, yeah, because then you realize, oh, we better get a lot out of today.
Yeah, I got to take these out.
Take what out?
My braces.
Well, this is cool. Why is it hard to...
It's just annoying. Does it hurt?
No, I feel like I'm making out with a seventh grader.
Did you make out back then?
Yeah. Made out in sixth grade.
Sixth grade?
Sixth grade. Caught me off guard. Chick kissed me. It was pretty badass.
Was it?
It's one of the coolest kisses I've ever had in my life.
French?
Oh, fuck yeah, French. Didn't even know what I was doing.
Wow.
I don't even know if I brushed my teeth that day. Man, it was good. It happened in my bedroom.
In your bedroom?
Yeah.
You had a chick in your bedroom in sixth grade?
Our parents were friends. And, man, this chick was badass.
She came in, she leaned in for the kiss?
We were laying on our backs head to head listening to music. I was so innocent. I didn't know that, like, you could kiss someone or that someone could kiss you.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know any of that. And we were laying back to on our backs, head to head. And then she just got up and then came over top and kissed me. And I was like, and then we kissed probably five more times. And then I think we dated. We dated for a second.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that was in seventh grade. And man, that was like the fucking best kisses you'll ever get are those first rounds of kisses when you're like walking around with a hard dick and you're just like, is this going to happen? Is this going to happen?
Yeah.
And then eighth grade was like even fucking better. Eighth grade, seventh into eighth grade was even better. That fucking chick, man, that fucking chick was like the fucking shit. And then the rest of them were kind of like, you know, like cool, but like,
yeah,
I don't know. You're always chasing the first one.
Sure.
What was your first kiss?
It was well, just like a small kiss. It was probably late. It was later, like eighth or ninth grade.
Yeah.
And then.
No French kiss?
No, it wasn't French. French kiss wasn't until like 10th, 11th grade.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. And then.
Were you ready for it when it happened?
No, it was sloppy too. I remember that. Like, I remember when it was done, she was like. God, like Jesus Christ, man.
Do you think that's because you know how to speak Spanish?
I don't know. but there was one, and then the second girl that I made out with also did everything else too.
Like sucked your dick and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't get that for a long time.
Yeah.
I didn't get my first blowjob until college.
Really?
Yeah, that was a fucking, I can tell. I mean, I remember going like, I've been waiting for this.
Yeah.
I've talked about it on stage before, but I thought that you were supposed to blow. Like, I thought, like, yeah, that you blow or something.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you sucked.
Yeah.
And she started sucking my dick, and I was like, I think you're doing it wrong. But I was like, I really like your way a lot. And then we were in my bunk in Sally's room 111, and I was getting, and the bunk was really high, so every time she went up, her head would hit a ceiling panel.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm going to get asbestos from this bitch.
Yeah.
That's my thought the whole time. And then I blew a load, and she swallowed it,
yeah.
And I was like, and I said, you, that was fucking amazing. And then she said, yeah, I get that a lot. And I went, ugh. That's not what I wanted to hear.
Yeah. I remember that that girl then blew me while I was driving. And I'm in high school. And
those I was, were like, the fucking
I was like, wow, that's pretty amazing, you know?
Yeah.
And then she came up and was like, like she just had some fucking caviar. She was like, that was delicious. And then, yeah, that was pretty wild to experience in high school, I thought, you know?
Roadhead. College. Well, college. All I had was college. I was telling someone the other day that they were asking me what cocaine was like, and I was like, cocaine is like the first time you had unprotected sex, and you're like, this is very different.
Very different.
This is exactly what they say it is.
Yeah.
It's like, it really fucking delivers. Like, unprotected sex, I remember having that and being like, I'm never wearing a condom again. I was like, what am I, a fucking idiot? Yeah. Who fucking wears condoms now?
And then you have the girl who's like, just whispers like, it's okay. You don't have to pull out. And you're like, okay. And then you're afterwards, you're like, is it really okay I did that? And she's like, I don't know. I just said, yeah. Like, wait, what? Why did you say that?
She's like, there should be a scene in a movie where a guy and his wife, a guy cheats on his wife. She goes, did you have sex with her? And he's like, I did. She's like, did you wear a condom? And he laughs at her. He goes, no. You out of your fucking mind? You think I'm wearing condoms? You out of your fucking mind?
I'm not a kid.
I'm not a child. I'm a fucking man. I blew a load in her. I hope I have a kid.
I hope I have a kid.
I can't imagine a world like, I guess I don't cheat. So I guess then that's where my brain goes. But if I did, I would never wear a fucking condom.
Yeah.
But I guess people who cheat probably wear condoms.
I don't know.
I guess if you cheat, you probably think that ahead.
Like, I don't know, like, but if you want that kid, you probably don't. if you want to impregnate the world.
I do.
Yeah. Of course you do.
I wouldn't mind another kid. Like, I would only cheat to have another kid.
Why don't you?
I wish I could. I wish I could. I wish I fucking could. I would love to have another kid.
Yeah, you keep saying it.
Yeah, I know, because I feel like...
You know, you travel enough. You could have one somewhere else. You see it every once in a while.
I mean, it'd be badass.
Yeah, it would be badass.
Like, just have a kid in Australia and just go there like once a year and be like, all right, mate.
Yeah, how's it going?
Hey, what's up there, Charlie?
Remember me?
It's your pop.
You just leave a few grand.
Yeah, you know, Leanne would be
a couple toys.
Leanne, I told you, did I tell you that what Isla said about me cheating on Leanne?
No.
We were at dinner. It was just me and her. And she goes, hey, if you ever cheat on mom, I'll never talk to you again.
It's just out of nowhere?
Out of nowhere. And I went, whoa. What's that for? And she goes, I'm just letting you know. If you ever cheat on mom, I will never speak to you again. I go, well, what if mom cheated on me? And she goes, I get it. I said, what? She goes, you're gone a lot. It makes sense. She works really hard for you. And I went, really? She goes, yeah. You can sleep with a dude. I can see that. I can see that. And I was like, what? She goes, I always thought you were a little gay. I was like, oh, thanks, Isla. It's so funny that like kids these days don't like that how accepted homosexuality is. And I guess not even homosexuality. It's just gender fluidity.
Yeah. Very.
So amazing, like how accepted it is that they're like, I was talking to my friend and his son's gay.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, my first instinct was like, whoa. And he was like, yeah, it's what the cool kids are doing these days.
Just being gay.
And I was like, that's so funny that, you know, that was the exact opposite
of what,
when I was in college, high school. Like, if you sucked a dude's dick, it was actually the least cool thing you could do. Like, if you were like, yeah, I sucked his dick, isn't that cool? They'd be like, what do you do?
I sucked his dick, it was cool. Nobody said that.
No one said that in high school. No one was like, dude, I've been sucking these dudes' dicks.
It was fucking awesome.
High five. And then everyone would be like, what the fuck are you talking about? Why is that? How is that possible that, like, just in, like, 30 years?
Because one of the things is that we've actually come to understand that sexuality is pretty fluid for people. A lot of people have like they go through these
so
changes.
So fucking crazy. I remember being in a scenario with a dude. There was a bunch of dudes, and that it was like there were some women in the scenario.
Yeah.
But we were playing like I Never.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ones was I never sucked a dude's dick and swallowed, and he drank, and we all laughed hysterically. Yeah. But we were grown ups. I was like 30.
Yeah.
And we laughed. He was like, "No, I did it in high school." And we're like, and we were frozen. We were like, "You did?" And he was like, "Yeah." And we're like, "Okay, wait, why?" And he was like, "I just to see if I liked it. I didn't like it." And we were like, "Oh, wow. It's so crazy." And then all of us were like, and then he got up and everyone was like, "He just sucked a dude's dick."
Yeah.
That was not that far. That was 20 yeah. years ago.
And now the response would be.
And now the response is like, "Yeah, I sucked a dude's dick." It's so, I mean, it's, I think it's good. It's good for like acceptance. Like no one feels like an outsider.
Sure.
I guess. And maybe people get to do what they always wanted to do.
Suck dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, it's good, but it's just so crazy that like our lives 30 years ago, it was the exact opposite.
Yeah.
That's fucking insane. What do you think is going to change next? I bet Wyoming, you still can't suck dude's dicks.
I think you can.
But I bet Wyoming you can't.
It has to be a white guy's dick, and then it's fine.
No, where are you going to find a black guy? You got to go on a hunt.
Yeah.
You're looking for the Holy Grail out there.
Yeah, now what is next? I don't know. I mean, sexual fluidity has been fully accepted, and then people's gender identities, obviously, like at the forefront, that's talked about all the time.
Yeah.
And that's kind of made its way into a pretty...
Wait, do you think that's just New York and LA? Do you really... I mean, I was joking about Wyoming, but do you think, like, Wyoming, there are kids... Like dudes sucking each, like in high school, sucking each other's dicks.
Yeah, I just think it's, I think the smaller the community you live in, probably the harder it is to find comfort and feel like you're, you know, quote unquote, normal with what you're doing. If you go to bigger cities, obviously it's more prevalent.
What do you think is the thing that slowed it down? Because Alexander the Great had gay relationships.
Fucked a lot of dudes.
And in Greece, in ancient Rome, dudes could fuck dudes.
Yeah.
What do you think was the thing that stopped it? In history, where they were like,
it's a good question.
Like, because it happened, and then it didn't happen, and then like, I mean, like Oscar Wilde who got thrown in prison for hooking up with dudes.
Yeah,
and he died in prison.
That's a really good question because it probably there had to be a period where nobody gave a fuck about it, right? Like, in the year 1200, who cared about? I can't imagine. I don't know, but it feels like it was the homophobia was at its peak in the last century
it's got to be with religion.
Yeah.
It's got to be with the Catholic religion.
Well, all Christianity like has
or Christian religion. I'm sorry, Christian religion.
I mean, that's who like the most outspoken anti-gay people of the last 50 years were all like these preachers, and then they almost exclusively were all having secret homosexual relationships. So it was like very self-hating kind of prophecy.
That's so fucking crazy that it happened. It clearly happened, and it's happening again. And then we had this little period of darkness where they were like, it can't happen. But it was happening.
Yeah.
You just had to do it in private.
Now
like there were guys where I went to an all-boys Catholic high school, and I'm certain that if there was anyone who went to school with us, they would classify me, every dude they went to school with, as homophobic.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't think people were as homophobic because there were dudes that we knew were gay.
Yeah,
that we knew were gay. And no one like busted their balls about it.
Yeah,
but we'd bust each other's balls about being gay.
Yeah,
like I don't even know if they were non-gay now. I mean, now I'm sure they're on the spectrum. When did homosexuality become unacceptable in Europe? Great job, Nadav.
In the ancient Greek world, male homosexuality was common, didn't attract the same scorn as it did even 100 years ago. So 2,000 years ago it was acceptable. 100 years ago it wasn't. When did this change? However, the more the empire became Christian, the less it tended to be practiced. Okay, that's just an opinion, though. These are opinion pieces.
Sorry, that was the closest thing I was able to find. Let me keep looking.
Yeah. It's got to be the Christian religion.
Yeah, I think so. But also, at what point in Christianity? Because Christian religion has been a religion for a few thousand years, right? So when... In those 2,000 years, did it become like this is not? It feels like it had to be more recent, like in the last 100 years, that people were really frowning upon it.
It seems like, I mean,
Now it's, if you live in a Western society, in a mid-sized city or large city, I don't think anybody really bats an eye anymore.
That's crazy. Do you think that what's happening here in this country is happening still like over in Europe?
I don't know. I think it's, sexuality is definitely more.
Can't be Christianity. In Muslim countries, there's not acceptable.
Well, yeah. But this is major organized religion. Yeah, but Europe.
Like in Africa,
Africa has a lot of places that are not cool with homosexuality, a lot.
But like, is there parts of Africa Zimbabwe? I'm trying to think of a place that isn't predominantly Muslim.
Yeah,
like the Zulu, where there's gay. Type in where there are gay Zulu warriors.
Because I feel like there's some pretty outspoken anti-gay.
Wouldn't it be better if this podcast had the information instead of asked it?
Yeah,
like if you went into a podcast and you learned something, Shaka Zulu was gay. Wait, what is that? Shaka Zulu's gay slur causes uproar. Is it true that Shaka Zulu is gay? By the way, I'm gonna get.
That's the same. Like, just it's not real website. So I give.
God damn it! So we aren't the first ones to have these thoughts.
We're not.
There should be a podcast, a companion podcast called "Answering Bert and Tom's Questions."
Here we go. Zulu King, make that larger.
Hey, Ndob, not a bad idea.
Has been accused of homophobia and fueling violence against gays in South Africa over comments he reportedly made on the weekend. The Zulu King called gay people rotten during a speech, according to the South African Times newspaper. Traditionally, there were no people who engaged in same-sex relationships. There was nothing like that. If you do that, you must know that you are rotten. I don't care how you feel about it. If you do, you must know that it is wrong and you are rotten. Same-sex is not acceptable. All right, this is like some speech this guy gave.
That's probably crazy. But homophobia has to be based off of the fear that you're gay.
Yeah, I think so. Most people that are... that outspoken about it, like aggressively, it doesn't really add up unless you're terrified of it yourself.
I don't think I've ever been afraid of being gay.
Yeah.
But I don't think I was given the option to be gay. Meaning, like, it wasn't presented as like an equal option as being straight.
Yeah, but I think here's the thing, man. I don't think you really need the option. You would know what you're attracted to. You
know? I don't know if that's true.
You don't know what makes your dick hard at this point? Like, you do.
Okay. So wait. In this point in history, am I like? It seems like I'm an outlier in sexuality, because it seems like the majority of this country is gender fluid.
No.
It seems like I'm watching kids.
Yeah,
it's happening with kids.
The conversation's different, but
it's like everyone's cool with like hooking up with the same sex. Whereas like I wasn't presented that option. I mean, that was not like a presented.
But does the idea of that make your dick hard?
No.
Well, that's what I'm saying though. You're not gay.
Yeah, but I don't think. It's almost like
if I was like, "Hey,
I never had Indian food." Okay,
yeah.
So I never craved Indian food. I never craved it.
Yeah,
I was never like, "God, man." I mean, I heard about Indian food.
Yeah,
but I was like, all I heard were like the bad things. Yeah. Smells like shit. Ruins the hallway. Like, you get diarrhea. Your fingers burn. You can't finger a chick. Like all the negatives about Indian food.
Yeah,
and then you have Indian food, and you're like, "Oh shit, man! I didn't know I liked Indian food."
Yeah.
Like, fuck, I never had Indian food. Had I known about Indian food,
you
I would have had Indian food my
fuck
whole life.
A guy. And if you feel like just the option is there that it might change, I think you would have done it by now. You would have realized,
definitely tried it.
Yes, dude. Your brain and body would be posturing to try to get closer to men in a sexual way. It wouldn't just be like, I wish that option had been here.
For real?
Of course, man. You'd be in that booth right now.
But where are our friends? Where are all our friends?
Good job where I work today, you know?
Where are all our friends that are gay? Like, where are all our friends that like that got married, had kids, and then are like where is our generation I feel like we were just presented pizza and Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, no Indian food. I know what you're saying. Well, the thing is, the generation, our parents' generation, has a lot of the guys that got married, had kids, and then they're like, I'm actually gay.
Yeah.
Because that shit was not even a conversation.
No.
But the reason you're seeing less of it with our generation is that people figured it out before they were 60. They realized that they could have the life.
Oh, yeah, we have a lot of gay dudes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we have a lot of gay dudes.
So less of them.
I see what you're saying. I see
are getting
what you're
married, having kids.
So a lot of guys, out of college or in college realize they were gay.
They're
like, I'm going to move to New York and like a party.
Yeah.
The gay pride parade has gotten a lot bigger.
A lot bigger. Yeah.
Do you think it's going to be even bigger? Do you think there'll be a lot of kids that go, you know what? I think I want to get married and have kids and I'm not gay.
Some kids will. Sure.
And then homophobia is going to be a thing of the past.
At some point.
20 years, there's no homophobia.
I don't know. There will always be some. It's like saying racism will be eradicated.
It won't be.
No.
I think homophobia is gone before. Well, I take that back.
No, there'll always be people that are not accepting.
Not in our lifetime.
What?
We're going to die with hate. Like we're too old to see the.
No, it'll always exist is my point.
Yeah. Oh, we're always going to see just, God, that sucks. Our kids might, your kids will definitely be.
I think it'll still exist.
You live in Texas, but yeah. And I'll be in Wyoming.
With their whites.
Dude, shout out to Wyoming. I don't even do shows in Wyoming. I've never done a show in Wyoming.
I did a show there.
Did I?
I did. I did a show there.
Where? Cheyenne?
Yeah.
Wyoming's badass.
Yeah, it was cool. I have not done a show in Montana yet.
We should do a Two Bears One Live in Wyoming. I had a live out of Wyoming.
Okay.
Go do it at a rodeo.
I'll do that.
And then just be like, hey, Wyoming, we're here.
We're here. There's no diversity. Let's do this. Let's keep this up.
Wyoming. Free entrance for any person of color.
It'll be the same entrance. Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll make a killing.
Yeah.
Do you think Wyoming's going to hate us after this podcast?
Nah. They'll be like, yeah.
Do you like how we don't think things through? We just talk. You know, I bet Wyoming's a lot more progressive than we're thinking. I bet it's way more progressive than we're thinking.
Yeah.
We should go to Wyoming and do a taste test.
Of
their culture.
Okay.
And go around and meet their LGBTQ people, their black people, meet their Latino people, meet their Asian people, and we'll talk to them. Let's do a Two Bears Live in Wyoming, a diversity special. A diversity special where we go in, all our bits are going in and meeting the
non-whites.
Yeah,
Will you ride horseback?
Fuck yes.
You like horses?
Fuck yes.
Okay.
I fucking love horses. Fucking love horses.
Okay.
I love horses. I love cowboy hats. I love tight jeans. I love chewing tobacco. I love whiskey. I love everything that Wyoming stands for. And I can't wait to see more of Wyoming.
So maybe our next Two Bears Live is there.
In Wyoming. He's looking good, everybody. You know, I bet if my arms weren't covered in fat, I'd have those two. Great episode, Tommy.
Great episode, Bertrand. We'll see you guys next time. I love you.
Love you.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.